Can a black man live in a White House? You really didn't think that I'd let this history-in-the-making election year go by without comment, did you? What better topic for an interracial dating site than that, for the first time in history, we have a race between a black man and a white woman for the biggest position held in America. What a shame that we're constantly being reminded of that fact. This article included. It really does speak for how far we've come and that we still have a long way to go in this race thing. I hope that by the time November rolls around, we will have someone in office that has defied the odds and will make their people proud. I must confess that this past election year has sparked some dormant feelings in my household. It's raised all kinds of questions and debates about politics in general to overall ethics and opinion that has never really been touched upon. It makes a lot of sense why some people don't want to talk about politics. It really is a great indicator of a person's views and knowledge. However, when it comes to dating and finding that special someone to spend your life with, how important is having this discussion? Well, it's only important if you both have very strong opinions that differ. It would be a good thing to know how the other person felt about abortion in the event there was ever some unforeseen pregnancy. The question, "Do you want children?" is a pretty standard dating question. But whoever asked the question about how will we educate our children? How much control do you believe the government should have? Wouldn't you like to know if your love interest was totally against same-sex marriage prior to the invitation coming in the mail from your gay brother? I'll step out on a limb here and say that a great deal of Americans don't know or understand how our government works. In all fairness, it really is not as simple as they made it seem in my 8th grade civics class. It's easy to get caught up in a conversation about the issues, but how often do we really discuss the process? I think that dating and voting are very similar. The worse your experience, the less likely you are to want to do it again. You know you should, but you're a little jaded. They both offer a great opportunity to be educated. When was the last time you learned something new about your country or yourself? Looks like we've got a great chance to do both in 2008. Pick up the phone and make a date to go vote this year. It doesn't matter who you vote for, as long as the why has more to do with what they believe and less to do with them making history based on their appearance.